And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is be kind. It is simple, the idea. And we ask you to carry this idea even as a mantra in the coming week. Explore what kindness is to you, when you express it and how you feel, when someone else expresses kindness to you and how it makes you feel. Kindness is a beautiful ingredient that human beings may bring into their daily lives and into the world. Kindness is simple. It is a reflection of the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Quite simple. Kindness is an outpouring also of love, compassion, tenderness, understanding, acceptance, gentleness. These things, when you express kindness, flow through you. You are blessed by expressing and sharing kindness. And then, as you know, how kindness feels when it comes your way. It softens you. It opens you up. It uplifts you, enlightens you, expands you, comforts you, gives you peace. Many may think that kindness is too simple to have this kind of power, but it is powerful. It is love expressed. We wish to remind you also of kindness to yourself. So many of you are hard on yourselves and place big expectations on yourselves, on your own life, and then often are disappointed or disillusioned by what you consider your quote performance, and then you are hard on yourself. Be kind to yourself, dear ones. You are a human being, learning, growing, in process, in progress. This aspect of self that wants to beat you up because you have not exceeded your own expectations. This is not God. This is not God's voice within you. It is the ego mind, your limited mind, that believes it is God. And so it holds forth with great volume and what you perceive as confidence, but it is a dominator. It is a crusher of your spirit. As you are living your life, your spirit is with you every moment, as God is with you every moment, every step of the way. As you are making your choices, some choices are the best and highest. Other choices may not be quite so, but you have done your best, the best that you can do in that moment. So if you reflect on a choice or an action or a thought that you have had, and you ask yourself, I could have done better. What was I thinking? Be kind. Be kind to yourself. Talk with yourself. Give yourself comfort to say, I see this now, and the awareness is a great gift to me, and I will do something differently in the future. It is all about learning and growing. It is not about being perfect. The idea and the experience of kindness is God. This is what you are asking for, more and more of God in your moments, in your life, in the world. Be kind to yourself, your neighbor, your community, your nation, your world. This is an enzyme of healing, kindness. So we ask you in this coming week to observe yourself. And from a place of neutrality, do not judge or keep score, but simply observe. Is a thought or an action kind or not? And then note this. And if there is anything for you to learn, to use going forward, to improve yourself, your spirit will give you the notes. Learn and grow and be kind. We see you will enjoy this process this week. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.